Hi, folks. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our channels and networks. I'm Mike Morales here in soggy Southern California. That gentleman out there is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Felipe, and I'm in a dank, dark Canoodon in the back end of Essex, England.
In the back end. That's what I tell people that I'm in the armpit of the San Gabriel Valley.
I very nearly said something else.
Folks, we have been really enjoying ourselves with Mis Amigos, tequila liqueur. Now, this one, there's a big need for this right now. The most liqueur that people have been enjoying has been coffee tequila liqueur. Now, there is a big need for this now because ever since Patron stopped making XO, I don't know why that was so popular, because it was one of the most horrendous. It tasted like bottom of the pot coffee. You know how when you go to your favorite convenience store and you go get coffee because you just need it?
If you put it in instant coffee, it actually managed to make it taste worse.
Right. If you had your druthers between bottom of the pot at 7-Eleven here in the U.S. or, you know, instant, go to UBAM. Go get your instant, because that bottom of the pot. And so a lot of liqueurs were, you know, that way. And for years, XO was, I don't know why, the standard, when you had better ones. I know that Avion made a great espresso one. There's Bailey's, of course, which is not tequila, but so there's been a few around. But now that Patron stopped making theirs, there's a big vacuum and people have rushed to try and fill it. So Mis Amigos is out of the UK, that they are technically soft launching in the United States. And this is not a screw top. This is an actual cork.
I was just checking. This one's 25%. Well,
God, I hope so. Oh, my God. What a nose.
Oh, that's just
like fresh roasted to me, man. Wow. They're not kidding.
You can smell ground beans there.
Yeah. This smells like, you know, whenever you walk into a coffee place and they grind their own. I remember walking into coffee shops years ago when I was a kid in Palm Springs. It was a big deal to go to the mall because it was so hot. And the mall was the only place with air conditioning. And you walk into the local coffee place and they grind their own coffee. And the bean smell was just enough, you know? That's what this smells like. This smells like ground beans. Yes. Oh, I'm ready. I'm going to pour mine. I didn't tell everybody on the podcast what I was pouring mine in. I'm using I'm using Riedel glasses. And Felipe is using he's just using a rocks glass, which is generally how you make. Oh, wow, look at the color on that.
That's beautiful looking, isn't it?
Look at that color. Holy, that looks like a pot of coffee. Oh, well, by the way, for those of you who are not coffee enthusiasts, and I will say, if you're a tequila nut, the only thing that they are more enthusiastic about than their tequila is their coffee. I used to sell coffee. And so our instructor, our guy that we our expert that worked in a company, was a coffee cupper. I believe that's what they're called. So he's a certified coffee cupper. Did you know, a lot of people don't know how coffee is made. Coffee is a fruit first, and it is a cherry. And if it's roasted and harvested correctly, and you get the right process, when you brew a cup of coffee, it turns back into its cherry color. Okay, this looks like a lightly brewed cup of coffee, or maybe a heavily brewed tea. And that's exactly the color it should be. Not this deep, this is not supposed to look like 10W30. Okay, like motor oil. It's not supposed to look like that. It's supposed to look like this. Wow.
It smells beautiful. I mean, yeah. How do you have your coffee? I drink mine black.
Black usually. Every once in a while, I'll put in some cream, but, you know, usually it's got to be from certain regions, you know. Of course, there's always Bustelos to me, which is like my standard for really, it makes great, believe it or not, it makes great espresso as well. But there are other ones out there that I'm discovering, and I'm always discovering new, you know, coffee from Ethiopia or a coffee from, Hawaii, and whether it's cut or not with another type of pure Colombian coffee is some of the greatest coffee in the world. So what this is Mexico, supposedly the owners are using all natural ingredients. So the coffee is coming from Mexico, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Now I've had coffee from Mexico. I've had coffee from Chiapas, which is, you know, remember I told you when you and I did the rum and all those were coming from that area there. And I said, their coffee is very earthy, but this is more fruity and more of the roast that I'm getting instead of the deep earth that I got in their coffee from Chiapas, which is excellent coffee, by the way.
There might be a hint of alcohol on the nose, but and it's just beautiful smelling.
Yeah, there's a bit of sweetness too that you would expect with a coffee liqueur.
Yeah.
Oh, you already took a sip. That's not fair.
Oh, not yet.
Oh, okay. I say we go now.
Before you start accusing me of anything.
Who told you? Who told you could drink first? Oh, we got it. Let's dive in. Let's do this.
Oh.
More tequila.
Well, there's none of that cream to cover it up, is there, with the tequila, as with the other liqueurs?
Yeah, what I like about this one is I think it's more balanced. I think there's a balance of alcohol and the balance of coffee. What do you think? You tell me.
That's.
And it's not, you know, even though there's a sweet nose to it at the bottom of the glass, because you folks can tell I've used Riedels before and I use them like I use a Glencairn or a Jarrito. I break it up in sections and try to see if there's anything. I'm trying to discern or perceive what else is in there. And at the bottom of this glass, of this Riedel glass, that's generally for tequila, I got a hint of sweetness, but not on the palate.
It drops out like that. It's like a gossamer sheet. It comes out, the coffee just comes away. Like if I've got a good handlebar going on, it'll be
right.
Going
there you go.
Like that. And then you're left with this tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. On the can.
And then you breathe out, you've got this kind of like backwash of just cold coffee. You know, well, a chilled coffee.
Cold coffee. Now that's a thing though. As a matter of fact, our managing partner, Lisa Peach, cold coffee, cold pressed is a big deal. I was never one for cold pressed coffee or cold coffee, but she got me started on that and with, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and then experimenting with our own. And that's exactly what this would be refreshing in the summer. If you're into like cold coffee for summer, you know, this would be great on ice or chilled for sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking I would probably put this in coffee. I'm not a big fan of drinking a cold cup of coffee.
But you get used to it. This might be your bridge.
Well, I have this bottle and a summer coming up.
Well, there you go. Here it is.
I'll drink to that. I guess the throat really nice. That a lot of the flavor. I mean, the tequila comes through.
Yeah.
But all the flavor, you know, when we'll do tequilas and say, well, this tequila's got a bit of caramel or this. Right. This is just, you've got the hint of the tequila, but all the flavor, it's just, it's all coffee.
Yeah.
With this
underlying, like a secondary flavor of tequila.
From tequila. It's like, you know, if you order a takeaway, and you open the carton up and it's been out there for a while and all the oil settles at the top.
Right.
You've got the mill, which is the coffee, and you've got this little layer.
Yep.
On the top, which is tequila. Maybe this, not the best.
What I love is it doesn't look like motor oil. It's supposed to, this is what your coffee is supposed to look like, folks. Mm. Maybe just a little bit richer, but you're supposed to have brassy red highlights because remember, coffee is a cherry. It's not motor oil. It's not supposed to look like 10W30. Now, the ones that are made with espresso, like Avión, will be generally a bit darker, but it shouldn't be bitter. And XO for years was just bitter. It was bad. Even if you put it in your coffee, it was just bitter. And it was never one of my favorites. I don't know why people loved it so much, because salespeople at Patron were giving it away. It was like,
that's why they loved it.
Yeah, well,
they flooded the market with it. I didn't, over here in the UK, was basically Patron. That was it.
Couldn't get anything else. Nothing else would, you couldn't get Starbucks, because I know they make a coffee liqueur, but they don't make it.
Mm.
You know, and there are other coffee liqueurs like Tia Maria. There's a Kahlua, but Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Yeah, Kahlua is that bitter coffee with vodka. And or a neutral grain spirit, whatever they're using as their base alcohol. But and the smell as it opens up, Felipe, this is what you can use in a Riedel.
I do like the smell of coffee, and this is a good one.
There's only been one other one that I've had, and I had it with Eric. It was a whole line of seven expressions of tequila and mezcal. And they had one of the best coffee liqueurs I've ever had. I still have some. I hoarded it from myself because I've never been able to get one that's as good. Now I understand there's a couple of other ones that are in the works right now in the U.S. We're in Mexico, coming to the U.S. But I got to tell you, man, that's outstanding right there. Mm. Coffee liqueur. Holy cats. Brand of promise.
There's no sweetness in it. There's no, not sweetness as in there's sickly sweet or, it's not like coffee with sugar, is it, or anything?
No.
Whatever sweetness there is, is just a product of the coffee and the tequila.
Right.
It's completely fresh tasted.
Yeah, they just brewed it, right? Like a cold brew coffee, that's what it comes across as.
The thing is that if you're brewing coffee, asked to come around and you brewing it, you've got the coffee on. But if I smelt that, it'd be, what's that? Because it's just that underlying hint of the tequila, the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Outstanding. It's outstanding. I'm impressed. Mm. Let me read a little bit of what, this is 25 ABV, 25%. So it's a little bit higher, generally. This is a 70 CLs. I'm not even going to try to convert that. The name of the company is GI Spirits Group in the UK. They have a website called drinkaware.co.uk.
No, that's the government one to make sure.
Oh, that's the government one. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I'm glad you're. That's okay. I need a translator. Philippe is my UK translator. Okay.
Ignore that.
And it also says Encho in Mexico and the UK. Well, it's Echo in Mexico. You guys have to fix that, okay? Because
I never noticed that. But I didn't look.
But it's outstanding. I'm so impressed. Now, as they told you, the ingredients are coming all from Mexico, except for the strawberry one, where the strawberries were coming from the UK. This one doesn't say it has dairy in it, so I'll believe that, because it's not a coffee cream.
No.
Not like the original one that we had, the chocolate and cream, or strawberry and cream as well. So it's Mexican coffee. The tequila is coming from, what's the number again?
1146.
1146, which is Casa Maestri. That's Destiladora del Valle. That's the full name. And then Casa Maestri is what they're known as commercially. And generally speaking, their Blancos are all outstanding. I'm really impressed. I guess what they're doing is, I'm going to assume, and I think that they told you the same thing. This is a 100% agave tequila, but they are mixing this stuff. They're making this in the UK. So I would love to find out from these guys. I'm going to, hopefully I'll be able to get them on Open Bar. I want to find out how many times they went through these recipes, you know, before they decided this is what we want. And each one of these is completely different. It hits different.
Because they've got one hell of a palette, because they've, the three that we've done, they've nailed three out of three.
Yeah.
From, there's not been a miss yet. So
No. You know, because every once in a while you'll get one, they have a line, and one of them doesn't just measure up, you know, whether it's a Blanco Repo in the Añejo kind of falls apart or whatever, whatever combo. And like I say, the one that we had was called Encantadora. All seven different expressions were home runs, all of them. And they disappeared. We can't find them. I don't know what happened to them. But anyway, regardless, each one of these, now show people on camera, they have one more expression that I did not receive. And I got a bone to pick with those guys.
Chocolate and lime.
And lime.
Even, okay. It's even Mexican lime as well.
So. And we all know the Mexican lime, or some people in the U.S. can't get Mexican lime. They try Persian limes, you know. It's like some of the folks in the U.K. will go for like Meyer lemon instead of. I have huge lemons in my backyard behind me, but they're not Meyer lemons, because these are like mutant lemons. They look like they're as big as like coconuts. They're huge, which is great for your liver, by the way. I'm so impressed with these guys. Mis amigos, folks. Mm. If you are having them, if you've had them in the UK, anywhere in Europe where they're based, let us know what you're doing with it. Are you drinking it straight? Are you mixing it in a cocktail? This would make a great addition to like anything smoky, you know, with a mezcal floating on the top of a espresso martini. All those are so, you know, there's, like I said, there's a big need for this right now, and it's hard to do correctly. I say this is, for me, this is only one of two now that have been right up there. I would hesitate to do a side-by-side with the other one that I have, that I spoke about earlier, but outstanding stuff. I mean,
I think they've done themselves proud. You know, I have spoken to them, and I spent a morning with them. But I'm not a complete idiot, and I know that you get plied and you get treated very well to come out with it. But I even said, you know, in the morning, I said, you don't have to tell me anything. Like, I had a couple of sips of different ones. It's good. I don't.
Yeah. Well, before we came on camera, Felipe was telling me, are we doing all of them? And I said, well, yeah, I only got three. And he goes, no, I got four. It's like, what did you get? He goes, I got a chocolate lime. I go, what? And I don't have it. I went back to look on my living room floor. I have a box full of stuff that we got to taste through. I can't find it.
I've got a feeling they've got a couple of others as well, but which he didn't have there. Okay. I think they're producing a few others.
That's okay. That's all right. You know, when they're ready to roll that out in the U.S., or if they can make that happen for me again, don't drink all of it. The one you have, because we're going to come back and revisit that one, because I don't think I've ever tasted
I've got to keep hold of this chocolate lime.
What's that?
I've got to keep hold of this chocolate lime one then.
Yeah. I've been drinking. I don't have it, and I've never tasted, I've never heard of that combination. Have you?
Yeah we can get bars of chocolate over here, chocolate and lime chocolate.
See, but I've never had it as a liqueur. That's not, those are two flavors. Until they came up with Reese's peanut butter cups, you wouldn't think of putting peanut butter with your chocolate. You don't do that.
There's the chocolate lime.
Oh man. Oh, you're going to mix the two? Did you do that?
No, yes. I didn't. I washed that glass out just now.
Okay. You're a sick man.
I am.
He took the chocolate and the strawberry and put that together. And I said, what do you want, a Neapolitan? Now is vanilla cream, and you got ice cream in a glass.
Here's one I will tell people not to do. Don't put the strawberry cream one in a cup of coffee. It really doesn't work.
No, I don't think so. I think it's, because the ingredients are so light, you'd lose the charm of the strawberry if you did that.
That ruined the coffee completely. I'll give it a go. I've never tried strawberry and coffee, so.
Yeah, that's not a combo you want to do. That's not something you want to try.
I learned the hard way.
Well, you take the hits for the company, so you don't have to, folks. That's why we do what we do, because
you're welcome, everyone.
Yes, you're welcome. There we go. We're purple. Anyway, that's my side to sign off. I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. That guy out there is.
It's Felipe in England.
You've been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cup on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for putting up with my camera. Thank you for putting up with Felipe and his weirdness. Hey, whatever you do, subscribe, hit the notification bell, give us a like. If you're listening to us on the podcast, thank you for downloading it anywhere you listen to, like Spotify. And whatever you do, folks, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely, my friends.